A while ago, and I was reading out of John, 14th chapter, starting with the 12th verse. And I just want to make a few comments this morning. And today's Memorial Day, right? Oh, tomorrow? It's actually Wednesday. I'm all confused now. Memorial Day, that's when we celebrate our veterans, right? Hey, praise the Lord. Do we have any veterans in here? Al, are you a veteran? Al, what's your name? Jay? Mike? Hallelujah. Happy Memorial Day. I'm glad you're here. I just want to make a few comments on some lines that stand out here. The last verse is 18 that I read. I will not lead you as orphans, but I will come to you. And because he's going to send the Holy Spirit. Now, why I want to make a few comments just on that. You see, you can't live the Christian life. It's not a philosophy. It's not an idealism. It is a true person that lives within us. And you can't live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Now, you can't understand the Bible without the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason Jesus said, I'll send another comforter. Because Jesus had just said, whatever you ask of me, in my name, I will do. Now, that is a loaded, open statement. And to tell a bunch of worldly people that I'll do whatever you ask me is quite a statement. Because he will do it. And over the years, this has been quite a statement to me, and I still don't understand fully. I'll tell you that now. But I read a few people, and they would make an idea of what they thought he meant. And that's when I quit reading other people. You just read the word, the Holy Spirit, I'll tell you exactly what he meant. And not what somebody else thinks he meant. And so, if he said, then, whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that's exactly what he meant. Now, he did say in the 15th verse, if you love me, and you keep my commandments. That's the only condition I found. Now, if you love him. Now, what is it to love the Lord? We know that it's a spiritual thing, and we know that he first loved us. Or we couldn't love him. Because this kind of love goes beyond any kind of love we know. It's called the agape love. And it passes the philo love, the love that we have for one another. And this is beyond our ability to understand it. You see, when I looked at myself before God saved me, I don't understand why he ever went to the cross for me. I just can't comprehend someone would love me enough at the condition I was, and I wasn't a bad person. I was a good person. I mean, you'd ask me, I'll tell you, I was a good person. And I believed in, I had good thoughts about God. And I realized God had good thoughts about me. But I was a party animal. If it was a party, I'd be there, and if it wasn't one, I'd start one. And I would do foolish things. And when I look back, I think, he loved me enough to die for me. Now, that's love. That's the agape love, and I still don't understand. But I can comprehend it through the Holy Spirit. Yes. I begin to understand it, but he really does love me. And that love begins to change me. That love begins to give me the ability to love you. And to love you whether you like me or not. And that was a long time getting over that, because there was a time when I really believed if you say something wrong to me, I'll say something wrong back to you. I mean, we'll settle the score right now. And now then, I praise God for his love been spread abroad in my heart that I can actually forgive you sometimes and forgive myself sometimes. And that's not always, it's easier to forgive you sometimes than it is to forgive me of myself. And so anyhow, when he said that, whatever you ask, it takes the Holy Spirit. And if you love him, it's because you find out he first loved you, and then you begin to love yourself. Now that sounds self-centeredness. But it's not in spiritual realm. To love yourself is to love God. And let me say this. When you go down deep into the core of yourself, all the way down in deep of yourself, then you'll find God. That's right where you'll find Him. And that will explode and to change your mind and change your thing. You know, you see, God is omnipotent. What's the other two words?
Omnipresent.
That's the word I want. And omnipotent. But omnipresent. Now that's God is everywhere. Now that don't mean that God is just in here this morning. It means God's presence is everywhere.
Yes.
Who was it in the Bible says, if I open my eyes in Haiti, I'll see God? It was Job. Now, I've thought about that over the years, and I think about people sitting in a bar drinking and thinking they're having a good time. He's there. He's there. He's omnipresent. He may not be agreeing with what's going on, but he's got his eye on those people because of his love for those people. So when you say God is so if you love God and keep his commandments, now what is his commandments? That I love you. And that I love God and that we love one another. That's the new and that's the fulfillment commandment. He's not talking about the laws here. I don't have to keep the law. And I couldn't anyhow. I can't even keep the laws now that I'm saved sometimes. You agree with me? Are you agree that you can't keep them or are you agreeing that I can't?
Both.
Both. Amen. I can't. And you leave me alone, I'll become a self-run riot and have no value to anyone. But because of the Holy Spirit and because I keep His commandments, that I love Him. And as I love, and I still don't fathom this great love. I'll be honest with you. I know I'm not saying anything you haven't already heard and you already know. But I felt that the Lord would have me to read these scriptures this morning. I know I said that a while ago, and I'm going to say it again. And I want to say this again. These words that Jesus spoke is just as valid today. And it's just as real and just as full of life and hope and fire that it was when he said it on earth 2,000 years ago. And it doesn't matter whether he says it, I read it, or you read it, the word is just the same. The word never changes. And the value of the word. Now then he also said, let me read it. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it that the Father may be glorified in me.
Amen.
Now, you see, when I first realized I was called into the ministry, I heard a man say one time, a young man asked him, he said, I've been called into ministry and what shall I do? And he said, don't lower yourself to become the president. Well, I thought that's pretty good. And I began to think that being in the ministry was really important. It's not. The being in the ministry is to serve and to love Him and to love the people and to serve them. And then that is the commandment that we are commanded to keep. Now, one other thing, and then I'm going to greater works that you will do. If you believe in me and believe in the works I do, greater works you will do. Now then, we were discussing in the kitchen earlier about some of Paul's messages, and we brought out the fact that in the Bible, John says of all these seven signs that he did, there were so many other signs that he don't mention that it would fill volumes. And we were talking about what were those signs. And but probably from the very beginning, in Genesis 1:1, when God created, all the way out through Revelation, and keep right on. And remember that number I had up here? I should have put an arrow on it. I had a period, I think. I should have put an arrow, because it's not going to quit. And all these things that he's ever done, and here's he done for one thing. Now, the Bible is 66 books strong. I think 40-some authors, different people wrote the Bible, written over 1,500 years, and yet It's got one theme song. It has one theme, that God loves us. Now, there is no way that that many people, that many years, can keep a central theme except God is doing the writing. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, He's moved upon these men. And so it is today. It is as God, as the Holy Spirit moves upon me and you and makes the Word come alive, will we become alive to our fellow citizens. So these words are as valid and as real today as they've always been. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray.